It is the solution. And it's the only one. Please don't be quiet. Love people enough to let them know that apart from Christ, they have no hope. They have no peace. They're objects of God's wrath. And hell is their eternal destiny apart from Christ. They need him. They must bow in submission to him. They must trust in him and him alone. And he can fix the human heart. He doesn't just fix it. He actually gives them a brand new heart. Know this. There are not many races in this world, not according to Scripture. There's one race, and it is the human race. And the distinguishing marks that God makes in his word are nations, tribes, and tongues. One race, humanity, all created in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, they have great value. And if we value their lives and we value their souls, we will intentionally be getting to know people. You know, part of the ways to break down the racial divide in our country is to be intentional on whom we form relationships with. I'm just going to bring up the issue of color and then we'll close. How many of us have had a black family into our homes to have dinner? I'm not asking you to raise your hand. I'm just throwing this out as a means of application. And how can you go about that? You got to be intentional. That's one of the reasons I'm forming this relationship with Pastor Lon. I want to get to know him and his family. I want us to experience the oneness of what we have in Christ Jesus as brothers in Christ. As a predominantly black church, if not 100%, and with us, what are we, 99%? Brandon, what's our percentage, brother? To form a relationship. Another means. You may think this is silly, but when Susan was doing all this research to perhaps buy a new car, and she found that red car that we purchased, but it was in Macon. Red is just not my color as for a car. It's flashy, and I just don't like all that attention, but anyway. And so she was like, oh, it's beautiful. Man, it looks great. And I was like, but I want to see it, you know? I mean, is it like, oh, red? Or is it like, oh, red? You know, there's all these different hues, you know? All these different shades, you know? And so I wanted to see it. Well, then we found a car just like that one here in Guyton, a Toyota Camry. And it was red. And I was like, Susan, is it that red? And she was like, I think so. I'm not sure. And I was like, I wonder what the name of that color. We knew the name of the color of the red. And there's all these different names, right? And so then I was like, you know, I'm going to cruise around Guyton. I'm going to find that car. And I'm going to knock on the door of that person. I'm going to ask them, do you know the color of red in this car? And it was parked right here in Guyton. Knocked on the door. And this young black kid answers the door. Sees this white man standing there. I said, hey, young man, my name is Eric. I live here in the community. And who owns that car? I said, I'm just wondering. I just want to know the color of it. No one's, you know, in trouble or not. He was like, hold on. And then this big old black dude comes to the door. I said, hey, my name is Eric Pomeroy. I live here in the community. I'm getting ready to buy a car like that. And I just wanted to know, do you own this car? I just want to know the name of the color. And he leans back in there. Ah! You know, this woman comes out. I forget her name. Starts with a B. Or a D. Anyway, so she comes up. Really nice lady. And I explain it all over again. And she was like, yeah, sure, no problem. She opens up the glove box and she gets out her paperwork. She starts reading through it. And she was like, I said, what year is this? 2018. I said, okay. What's the name of the color? She was like, yeah, it's right there. And I said, cool. I just want to know. I said, what's your name? I'm Eric Palmberg. Very nice to meet you. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay? That's step one. Now, step two is I'm going to go back there with my car and say, check it out. I bought a car just like yours. It's a little bit of a different color, but I wanted to know it. And I just want to thank you for cooperating with me because I know that was a very, very strange request. Hey, by the way, we'd love to have you guys over for dinner one day just to get to know each other. When the whole COVID thing, when you're comfortable, we'd love to have dinner with you guys. Would that be okay? Then you put them on the spot right there, right? I want a yes or no answer. What do you think about that? Would that be okay? I don't know. I don't know what their answer is going to be. But I'm just, it's a step. You know, because how can we break down this divide that we feel in our country without getting to know people that are not like us? The only way to do it is to form relationships. And ultimately, it's not a black and white thing. It is a saved, lost thing. I don't know if they're saved or lost. But if they're lost, now we've got a relationship. And now I can share with them the good news of Jesus Christ. Not necessarily right away. They're not going to come over and go, I'm a pastor and I want you to, you know, here's the gospel as you eat dinner, you know. It's over time, there's a relationship, there's a trust that must be built. And I want that relationship. And there's only one way to make it happen. It's to make it happen. And it's not always so easy, but it is doable. There's all sorts of creative ways so that we're not such a segregated society, but most of all, so that we're not such a segregated church. So, there are solutions, and the solution ultimately, guys, is the gospel. Please never forget that. That is the power of God to change people's hearts. We can change legislation, and we can change laws, and we can rip down every statue in this country. It ain't going to do any good. Not ultimately. You can change a person's actions, but you cannot change a person's heart. Not apart from God Almighty taking out the old and putting in the new. Let's pray.